Dave Burkett. He covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press. I've known Dave for a long time from his days of working at the Atlantic State Journal, also worked in Ann Arbor. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Tony, we knew each other when the Lions were good back, you know, a decade and a half ago.
Well, you know, that's going to be my first question. I feel badly for you because you covered the Lions through some brutal seasons. I know it's fun covering the NFL, but you're only human. You got to have a W every now and again. What's the season been like, not only from the fact that the Lions are winning, but we can remember games when they get blown out early and the game is over, and to watch them come back, to watch this season unfold, what's this like as compared to what you've had to cover over the years?
It's different, that's for sure. I mean, you know how it is. We don't root for anything, but having covered that 0-16 season, I can tell you this is a lot better to go in that locker room every day and talk to those guys. I mean, they enjoy it more, and, you know, in a lot of ways that makes my job easier. So, but, you know, I think the comebacks, and they've been kind of wild, and I don't know that the Lions want to go down that road every day, and especially not this week with the Packers coming to town. But I think the bottom line is that they look like a good team, and a good team that should be around for the foreseeable future, the next few years at least, because the bulk of their talent is 25 and under, the core of their talent at least, Matt Stafford and Ndamukong Suh, Calvin Johnson, those guys.
Dave, I was kind of on board, and then when they got behind Carolina, you know, you get the uh-oh thing, and then after that game, I said to myself, you know what, I think I believe that the Lions are always in a game, and I think I believe in Matthew Stafford, because when you throw two picks like that so early in a game, and you're able to just blow that off and go out and throw five TD passes, do you assume the same thing? Are the Lions for real? Is Matthew Stafford the guy?
Yeah, well, Stafford's a good quarterback. You know, he's not Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, or, you know, he's not Ben Roethlisberger yet. You know, he's not in that top five. But, you know, I think if you look across the league, he's probably a top 10 quarterback. And when you have one of those guys, you have a chance. You know, and I think you're right, the way that he bounced back, because he had thrown six interceptions in really three quarters, if you think about it. The second half of the Bears game is when he threw four, and then to come back and throw five touchdowns and basically, you know, complete just about every pass, that was pretty impressive. But I will say, Tony, that, you know, good teams, you shouldn't be falling behind by 20 points, by 17 points, you know, three games against, and especially against a team like the Panthers. You know, there's something that I think is wrong with the team when that happens. So this team still has some flaws. I don't think they're Super Bowl bound by any means, but they still could be a playoff contender this year.
And the running game has been bolstered after last week's game.
Well, you know, I think I'm still taking a wait and see approach with Kevin Smith. You know, great game by him last week, and I wouldn't demean what he accomplished by any means. But, you know, let's not forget he was out of football for the first half of the season. There were 31 teams that passed on him. You know, 32 if you include the Lions for the first 8 weeks. And the Lions, they had every right to retain the guy back in February, and they chose not to. So I think, you know, Kevin, what he accomplished last week was a great story, and he ran hard, and he's the best option right now with Javid Best out. But I don't think he's going to solve all their running game woes either.
All right, the MVP of the fantasy leagues as well as the MVP of the leagues, and by far the best football player in pro football has got to be Aaron Rodgers. And he seems to do it, Dave, in such a calm, nonchalant fashion.
He is really having one of the best seasons that any quarterback has ever had in the NFL right now. I mean, just looking at his numbers yesterday, he's on pace to become the third quarterback ever to throw for 5,000 yards. His touchdown to interception ratio is amazing, 31-4. And Tony, all four of his interceptions have come with the game out of hand in the fourth quarter. And, you know, two of them bounced off his own receiver's hands. So he's accurate as can be. He makes great decisions. And I don't think there's any quarterback that can touch him right now.
What's interesting is he's able to do this with no running game.
Right. I mean, they're kind of like the Lions in that they throw the ball around a ton. I mean, they've gotten a little bit more production out of their running backs, you know, James Starks and Ryan Grant, but Starks is a little banged up right now. But, you know, even having said that, they like to sling the ball around. And what they do is they can pummel teams that way. They can get up on them so big that it doesn't matter, you know, some of their other deficiencies. And I think that's kind of, you know, maybe a little bit the way the NFL is going these days. And I think you still need to have that run game to run the clock out when you need to, maybe in cold weather games. And I think the Packers are just good enough in that area. I think they can get just enough production out of those running backs where the Lions, you know, without Javid Best, they don't quite have enough in that area yet.
What can they do to get better?
The Lions?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially in that area, there's not a whole lot that's going to change right now. You know, you don't really know what the health situation is with Javid Best or Mikel LeSueur going forward. I will say the Lions did address that, or did try to address that in the draft, drafting LeSueur, you know, to Illinois, but he blew his Achilles out. So, and I think going forward, you know, next year, you know, you're just looking at using the draft again to maybe bolster the offensive line. That could help with that running game. And the biggest thing that they're going to have to do is re-sign some of their own free agents. They got a couple of key guys coming up after the season, and Steven Tulloch, Eric Wright, Cliff Averill. You know, those guys are all core players, starters on the defense, and big contributors, and they need to get those guys under contract.
All right, we've got the Super Bowl champion, Green Bay Packers. They're 10-0. They'll be at Ford Field against the 7-3 Lions, 12:30 kickoff, Turkey Day. Give me your prediction, Dave.
Well, I don't think this is, you know, the walk that some analysts would have you believe that, you know, Green Bay is going on, or going 16-0, and that this is just kind of another win for them. I think at the end of the day, I do think they're going to win, but I think the Lions have every right to be in this game and think that they can win. I think the way that they're built, they can get after Aaron Rodgers a little bit up front. And if Matt Stafford's clicking, they do have the weapons to stay with him on offense. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be high scoring. But in the end, I think the Packers win, you know, maybe 31-27, somewhere around there.
Dave, I can recall conversations with guys like Tim Stout and Bill Simonson who made the same observation that when a champion in the state of Michigan is crowned, we really follow them, whether it was the Tigers or the Red Wings or Michigan State or Michigan. But it would pale in comparison as to what would happen should the Lions win the Super Bowl, because football is king. And in the state of Michigan, you could just sense the buzz around this area. Do you sense the same thing down in the Detroit area?
Oh, there's no doubt. And Tony, I mean, you think about it, when the Tigers were in the playoffs and the Lions had that first, you know, Monday night game, you know, in forever at Ford Field, the local, you know, the flagship station down here for both of them, 97.1, decided not to carry the Tigers playoff game and went with the Lions pregame show and the Lions Monday night game instead. So that just tells you what everybody's thinking about, you know, who the biggest, you know, draw in town is. I mean, I think that buzz, you know, after a couple of those losses, maybe it started to slip a little bit. People were a little bit worried that, hey, is this the same old Lions team? Are they going to have a, you know, 1-7 second half again and this thing blow up? But, you know, overall, I think people, when they take a step back and you get out of the moment of one game, you say, you know what, this team is being built the right way, and regardless of what happens this year, this is going to be a fun team to watch for the next couple seasons.
All right, I got to take my homerism out of this. Before we let you go, I want to get your take on this. Many folks around the country believe that the Detroit Lions, and in particular Ndamukong Suh, are dirty. From your perspective and what you see, are the Lions dirty or just a physical team?
Yeah, I don't think they're dirty. I think, you know, talking to Roger Brown, former Lion, you know, earlier this week, he said, you know, you're dirty when you dive in piles and you try to break somebody's arm and you do some things like that. You know, when you're playing up to the whistle and occasionally you slip over it, you know, I think that's, I don't think that's cause for dirty. I mean, I think you're playing the game hard and aggressively, and that's how the Lions want to play. Now, having said that, Tony, I think they need to cut down on some of these foolish penalties. You know, I mean, and Dominican Sue is meeting with the commissioner about trying to figure out what he can and can't do. Well, I can tell you exactly what you can't do. You can't have your hands around a quarterback's helmet. I mean, it's that simple. You can't hit quarterbacks in the head. You can't grab face masks, things like that. And I think the Lions do a little bit too much of that, and that one of these days it's going to come back to bite them. So, dirty, no, but I do think they need to get some of their play a little bit under control.
Dave Burkett covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Today's a piece that he wrote in the sports section is about Aaron Rodgers. Give folks your tweet address and where they can pick up your blog.
Yeah, check freep.com, line page, just about anything on there is me, my partner Carlos Monaro, so he writes a little bit of that too. And then online at Twitter, I'm actually one of those guys with two accounts, at Dave Burkett or at Freep Lions. Tweet out of both of those, so check them both out.
All right, Dave, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Thanks so much.
All right, Tony, you too.